Other People's Marriages, written by Kerry Fisher and read by Emma Spurgeon Hussey. Steph, 5th of May, 2018. There's a special sort of melancholy that comes with big milestone birthdays. All that was, could have been, and might now never be. The crippling clarity that, if there's something you want to do, you'd better crack on, because the sand is pouring through the egg timer at an alarming rate, and now is still possible, but never is infinitely more likely. And at my 60th birthday party, with my husband of 37 years, making a speech to a large gathering of my nearest and dearest, I could no longer silence the thought that had started as a low-level hum 5 years ago, and was now reaching swarming bee proportions. If I said it out loud, the men in the room would clear their throats and mutter about needing a top-up. The women would fall into two categories. Those for whom the big wide yonder, without a husband bankrolling their handbags, would be a wild west of peril, and those who'd cheer and hop into the back of the pickup truck in search of one final escapade. I glanced at my closest friend, Teresa, who was standing next to me holding hands with her husband, Paul. They were both apparently fascinated by Mal's 550th retelling of how his feisty wife had come to his attention on New Year's Eve in Trafalgar Square in 1978. It has to be said that Steph's chat-up line was quite original. "Can you give me a leg up so I can climb up here and take a photo?" I didn't realise that woman clinging to a monument, drunkenly waving her Kodak camera, would eventually become my wife. I remembered it clearly, despite the excess consumption of a Ranierbaum lager that night. Mal had helped me up amidst much giggling, and I'd hung on with one arm, snapping pictures of the Christmas trees and the crowds. He kept shouting at me to hold on tightly, but I'd felt invincible, daring and free, 20 years old, with life stretching ahead of me like a conveyor belt of adventures to choose from. Thank God I hadn't known that 40 years later, New Year's Eve would be a negotiation about who was bringing the cheese board and whether a cab at 12:30 a.m. was too late. I imagined blurting out what I was thinking. Paul would furrow his brow, as he often did when he wasn't sure whether I was joking. Teresa would most likely tell me I needed a good night's sleep, or that it was the champagne talking, and things would look different in the morning. Even after all these years of friendship, holding each other's heads above the surface through the riptide of motherhood, I wasn't sure Teresa understood my inability to settle, to accept the status quo. Restlessness still stalked me and made me both reckless and brave. She'd just think my expectations were unreasonable, that I hadn't grown up. Evie might have understood, despite her own baffling decisions. She'd be 60 next Thursday too. Evie, my gorgeous, glamorous friend. I still missed her.